nobody's going to believe me when I say this, but I promise that wasn't planned. All of our returns are what's called an automation system to take folks inside radio, and it's randomly generated. And of course, Britt Bowen, the voice of Auburn women's basketball and Auburn softball, was who just welcomed us back into the show. And Britt Bowen himself sits inside our studios here today.
Folks, don't believe him. I watched him put it in manually the whole time in the break. He was over there moving stuff left and right.
I made sure.
It's a good setup, though.
I made sure had Britt Bowen bring us back into the program. Thanks for being here, Britt.
Yeah, where are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. I know that you just got here a little bit ago. You're getting ready for the Coach Lowe Show coming up a little bit later. I think you enjoyed, for the most part, listening to our NFL conversation.
Absolutely. I was wanting to chime in the entire time.
What do you want to say? What do you want to talk about, man?
The Deshaun Watson debates is interesting. Deshaun to Carolina, giving up McCaffrey. Do you trade McCaffrey or keep McCaffrey? Man, that's tough.
People don't know. Some people don't. Britt Bowen, a Miami Dolphins fan.
Yeah, it's one of the worst sporting decisions I've ever made in my life. But yeah, it's out there. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
So what would you think about Deshaun Watson in Miami?
Deshaun Watson is a generational type quarterback. All right, first and foremost, you'd love to see him there, but I don't know if he's worth the cost, because already this past year you had a 10-win season. Yeah, you had a dual quarterback system essentially with Fitzpatrick and Tua, but you have a lot of talent around you, in addition to Houston's number 3 overall pick in the draft, and what, the number 18 overall pick. You have 2 first round picks.
Right.
I just don't know if you give that up to get Deshaun Watson. Not to mention, you're going to have to give up a lot more than just a first-round pick. You're going to have to give up plus more, and who knows what players.
Well, and I find it interesting that, you know, it's such a win-now culture, and every team is getting more and more impatient, whether that's with the head coach or their personnel. In the last few years, we've seen some first-round quarterbacks get 1 year, and that's it. and Tua, you know, being picked incredibly high, everyone loving the talent, just being a little bit worried about the injury side of things. I know he didn't have just a special first year. You know, he didn't have the Justin Herbert year. But as you said, they won 10 games. He wasn't bad. And why are we giving up on these guys this quickly?
That's a great point. And that's my question. That's the question I've had all year. I think he's been judged unfairly and too quickly, all because, and take nothing away from Justin Herbert, he's had a great year, but the fact that they were in the same draft class, I think, had a lot to do with that, and that Miami chose Tua over Herbert, I think, has a lot to do with that conversation. But if you think back to some of the greats, excuse me, in the NFL in the last 25 years, or heck, in the last 10, 15 years, think about Cam Newton in his first season, Peyton Manning in his first season, Drew Brees, what was he doing in his first season? The times are changed, and it's like the expectations for a rookie quarterback, I don't care how good you are in college, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields is going to go through this year and their rookie year in the NFL coming up. You have to give these guys time to develop. The NFL game far exceeds the level of competition and the skill level that it takes to play than it does at the D1 level, and that's at the top of the D1 level.
Britt Bowen inside our studios talking good NFL stuff and chatting about the offseason moves that could be coming here in the near future. Also, what's happening this time of year, softball season has started. Folks have listened to Britt Bowen call Auburn softball games for now the 9th season at Jane B. Moore Field. What did it feel like this past weekend to be back at JB?
Well, JJ, you were there with me. You did the radio call for us, right, on the Auburn Sports Network. I was on the TV side, and I think I speak for both of us when I say it felt normal again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, this is where we're supposed to be in the spring. We're supposed to be at either Plainsman Park rooting on Auburn baseball, or at Jamie Moore rooting on Auburn softball. And to not have that last year, to only have that for about a month and a half last year, was strange. It was a strange feeling. And to have that back, mask or not, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it was great to be back. And I tell you, this is going to be a fun team to watch this year.
The story, obviously, is Maddie Pinta. After the weekend, she was named co-SEC Freshman of the Week. We gave her the Sports Call Player of the Week, Britt, because well-deserved after her collegiate debut. How awesome was it to watch her throw?
It was incredible, and I tell you, she lives up to the hype of how good she was in high school, and also the number two overall prospect that she had coming out of high school as a recruit. So for Maddie, if you haven't seen her pitch, I mean, she's so consistent at attacking the corners, JJ, and she did it consistently. And
100%.
If she was missing, she wasn't missing by much. I mean, I don't think she had a bad miss on the corner all day. I think she had one or two slip in the dirt early, but once she got control, I mean, she had control of every single pitch she threw. I mean, she has velocity. She's going to hit you at 70, 69, 70, 71, and then she can also hit you with off speed. And I tell you, she's in control when she's in the circle. And the best thing about it is nobody has film on her right now, because the thing about softball, you notice pitchers, really good pitchers, when they come in, they have big freshman years, right? Well, their sophomore, junior year, those numbers start to fall a bit. Happens to every great pitcher, especially in the SEC, because of this day and age and technology. All these teams have film out on them, and teams are practicing based on that film with scouting reports and things of that nature. So this has the potential to be a big year for her, just because nobody knows anything about her.
Maddie Penta, Sports Calls Player of the Week, the co-SEC Freshman of the Week, a no-hitter in her first collegiate start, a native of the state of Maryland. Britt Bone is joining us inside our studios to take folks more inside of our show. We try to be more open and authentic. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SportsCallAU. Austin Scott handles all of our social media accounts and is our creative content coordinator. What question did he pose on Twitter, Ryan?
Well, Britt, we
are... preview Britt coming on the show.
Britt, we're excited that you're here, first and foremost, but we wanted to know what Britt's plan is on surviving Auburn softball play-by-play with J.J. Jackson this year.
Well, it's tough. First and foremost, I'm going to make J.J. make concession stand runs on our behalf. if something is not at the concession stand that maybe I want, may have J.J. go make a run to a fast food restaurant or things
seems
of that nature.
Seems reasonable.
Have JJ set up and break down the equipment before and after broadcasts. And I don't know. That's a good question. I've got to keep thinking of things. But no, JJ, really enjoyed working with you, man.
Yeah.
And I tell you, especially home games, it's just good to have that back and forth on the call. And look, it's fun to call games, and yeah, it's fun to do them by yourself, but
right.
I think it makes every broadcaster better when they have somebody to talk to, and certainly appreciate what you bring.
All jokes aside, we're the best of friends. You're like an older brother to me. This is like, Britt Bone's the man.
Far from it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you got T-Reed over here.
I've got T-Reed.
You got
it's getting
over
real mushy in
listen,
here.
You got T-Reed over here. Hey, look, I saw you defend T-Reed the other day on the socials now. So
yeah,
so,
absolutely. I mean, if people right. go after my guy, Trevon Reed,
yeah.
I got to make sure that I protect him. And then also, with that being said, I want this to be known too, because I'll continue the mushiness here on this Tuesday edition of Sports Call. I'm Uncle JJ to one true Reed.
Yes, sir.
And Trevon, we had exciting news go public online because Britt Bowen and his wife found out they're expecting. And I'm going to be an uncle once again, man.
It's getting closer and closer.
Congrats
to home,
that,
JJ.
JJ, all right, T-Reed, all right. How good of an uncle is JJ before we put that name on him?
Can
he handle it?
Right, he don't even ask me how I'm doing now. First thing he asks is where True at.
All right.
So I'm going to leave it
I got to check in all right. the time.
Wait, one more thing I got to add into to the crew here at Sports Call. I got to wish a happy belated
yes.
birthday to my man and Super Bowl champion.
The champ.
Ryan Scott LaVoy. I just told him off the air, folks, that he can't complain about football for at least 10 years because his team just won a Super Bowl.
That's got to be a rule.
Sure. Well, here, let me put this caveat on it, because, look, we've been bad for a long time, and I'm not disputing that. I think the only caveat is, and yes, this will not happen for a few years, but one of these days, if your team ever goes 0-16, you should get an automatic. You can complain. It doesn't matter. If you won the Super Bowl 2 years prior, because I'm just saying, when Brady leaves, the Bucs could be stupid and make Blaine Gabbert the quarterback, and then we'll head down quick. So, But no, I appreciate that. I feel like I'm peaking right now because the Bucks won the Super Bowl, getting all this birthday love, having a great year. You know, the Lakers won the championship this past year. I mean, great things have been happening.
It's your time, bro. Yeah. It's your time.
Yeah,
bro.
You're
go
too.
Play the lotto.
Yeah, embrace it and keep moving forward. It's awesome stuff. Britt, we appreciate you being here. We'll have the Coach Flo coming up in just a moment over on our sister station, FM Talk 93.9, that you can listen to at 6 o'clock. Ryan, you know this friendship between Britt and I and also being a part of the friend group as well and the good folks over at the Auburn Sports Network. You listen to us call softball together all the time. How crazy is it that time has flown, that Britt Bowen is now in his ninth season calling Auburn softball games? And I've been doing this for 6 years now with the Auburn softball team.
Y'all getting old?
Yeah. Dude, first take dude when you said that the other day, you've been doing this 6 years. Folks, when I first met JJ, he was a freshman at Auburn, and I had just started working in Auburn student media as a part-time advisor, professional right. advisor to the radio station. JJ.
Not like an adult everything.
When you said that, I'm like, geez, this guy's the sports director at Tiger, and now he's been doing softball for 6 years. So, yeah, I'm getting old. I turned 30 in June, so, yeah, big year.
Look at that. 30, Britt Bowen, Trevon Reed, 30, mm-hmm. JJ Jackson, 25, Ryan Lavoie, 25. What a good squad we got going on right here, man.
Symmetry.
We in our prime.
Yeah. What's coming up on the prime. Coach Flo show tonight, Britt?
Coach Flo show tonight. We're going to talk recruiting with Coach Flo, primarily just to see how she's navigated COVID-19
sure.
in everything that all the coaches have to go through. And also I want to hear what the plan is recruiting for the future of Auburn women's basketball. We'll also talk about Unique Thompson. She's 10 rebounds away from owning the career rebounding record at Auburn. Think about that. Over 1,100 rebounds that Unique has accumulated. Then, of course, we'll preview Thursday night's matchup against Mississippi State.
T. Reed knows women's basketball. Did you hear that, Trot? Unique is 10 rebounds away from being the all-time leading rebounder at Auburn.
She a baller.
She can play, man.
I want to see you take on Unique one-on-one.
One-on-one?
Look, you talk a lot of smack when it comes to the court. So I gotta
she
see
might be
you.
Able to take me, man.
I don't know, JJ. I always bet on you,
man. I'm betting on Unique 1,000 times out of 1,000.
That was a great preview. I'm excited to listen to tonight's Coach Flo show with all the recruiting stuff. Trevon, listen, your girl recruited by Coach Flo.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good stuff to kind of listen to how Coach Flo's had to adapt to recruiting in the COVID-19 era.
Without a doubt. We actually talked to them, her, Coach Garcia.
Uh-huh.
You know, we keep up with them, and we actually talk about those type of things, like off camera. And,
right.
You know, but
that's cool stuff,
yeah,
man.
It is, man. I can't wait till y'all hear what she got.
Like,
to say.
I want people to know how much Trevon Reed watches women's basketball.
A lot.
Because now, we got to make sure True's ready for the sport, man.
A lot now.
And Amari's got you watching it all the time. And
without a doubt.
There's some women can hoop, people.
I agree.
Make sure you check out women's basketball. All right, Coach Slow Show coming up in just a minute. Britt, thanks again for being here.
Appreciate it, guys. War Eagle.